All right. Well, thank you for joining us for another episode of All Sports Tucson Talk. I have a really special guest with me, Andy Litton. He's actually the first second-time guest we've had on this podcast, if you can believe that, Coach. Because we interviewed you the week of the Cell Point Championship game a couple years ago.
Right.
And that was a great game, and you guys pulled that out. That was great to be there on the field and seeing you celebrate and all that. But thanks for joining me again here.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, it's a special week for you. I it's early in the year, but it's a big game. Coming home to Miranda Mountain View, where you graduated in 2000. So what's that going to be like to go back and coach at where you played and where you graduated?
Yeah, not only did I play there, but I coached there for 8 years with Wayne Jones and Paul Schmidt. And, it was a job that it was my first job that I ever applied for as a head coach. And, I did it twice. And so it's really a special place for me. And it's kind of surreal because I'm getting ready to prepare, and I'm looking at the rosters, and I see their middle linebacker's last name is Pogue. Well, Andy Pogue, his dad, I assume it's his dad. Mm-hmm. He played linebacker with me, and then there's an Elias on there that's I think he's a junior. His dad played guard next to me, so it's really a cool kind of surreal feeling. We're going to end up playing that game at CDO instead of Mountain View, so.
Yeah,
but in my tenure, I've coached a lot of games at CEO too. So I just think that there's going to be a lot of flood of memories, and it's going to be kind of surreal and cool. And Matt's a good friend of mine too, and so it'll be kind of cool to play a game, because we had some epic battles when I was a coach at Marana, and he was at Ironwood Ridge. So it's just going to be a really cool situation. I'm glad I could share it with my Phoenix players.
Yeah, yeah. How did this come about? I know, talking to Matt, he said that he knows you very well. You guys are longtime friends. So how did it come about where you guys were like, okay, we should schedule a game? I know you guys don't necessarily schedule, you the head coaches, but I'm sure you kind of helped out the ADs with it.
Yeah, so that was really generated by Matt. He was the one that reached out to me, and he was like, hey, I'd like to play you guys, because... I think Matt just really always likes to play, really good talent from Phoenix at least a couple times a year. And I think that I was all in. I have ties here. And so I let RAD know he was on the list. And so that's kind of how it came about. So Matt was the one that really wanted it. And then I was actually hoping that it was going to be in a Tucson game. Just so, my dad, he lives in Tucson,
okay,
and we still live in the house that I grew up at. You could see the lights at Mountain View from his front yard. So, we were super excited that we were going to play there, just because my dad can come into game, and he hadn't been able to do that, since I moved up to the Valley. And so, I was really happy the way it played out.
Yeah. Is he still going to be able to go to the game, your dad?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. He'll be there.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, and then will they make a return trip to Horizon next year? Or
yeah. So that, from what I understand, this is a 2-year block, so they'll come up to Horizon too.
Cool. Okay, so you get to face your alma mater twice in 2 years.
Yeah.
I know this is a broad question, but what is the greatest memory you have about being there at Mountain View, either as a coach or player?
Well, my favorite memory as a player has to be in 1998, when I was a junior. Our first game was against CDO, and we ended up beating CDO in the last minute off a James McPherson slant pass. Then craziness ensued in my first, experience in varsity football. And so from there on, I was hooked as a Mountain Lion. And that rivalry back then, it was a really, really tough one. There was no Ironwood Ridge. So there were a lot of kids that were in the middle of that boundary that, would go to Ironwood Ridge. And so there were really two really giant schools that were playing each other, and that was by far, that's the one that sticks out the most with me, is that CDO win. And then as a coach, in 2000, I want to say 4 or 5, we beat South Point the year that Danny Moore was a senior. And that was just, it was the first time that we ever beat South Point. And, I had a special relationship with that group, and Dan Moore and Sean Laura, who's the head coach at Marana, was actually on that team. And so he's a girls flag football coach.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
That was cool. And, them coming back and beating South Point, and that was a great year, going back and forth with Iron Ridge, South Point, us. But it was cool.
I remember you mentioning something to me a couple years ago that Matt Johnson was like a mentor to you. What did he do for you to make you, help you coaching?
Matt's one of those guys that just is a guy that you can always go to and ask about, how you do stuff. And, I think that he's always wanted to meet up and talk football, and, he's one of those guys that you can always ask for film and vice versa, and kind of get his opinion and thoughts. And he's got a really good football mind. And I've actually sat in a lot of his clinics and learned a lot of football from him. So he does a really good job with his kids. He teaches toughness, and they're really sound. And, I think that he's always just brought a hard edge that he came from Amphi with and brought it wherever he's coached at.
Yeah. You've helped make Scottsdale Rising one of the powers, in the state the last few years. Would it be okay with you to like play a Tucson team every now and then to maybe come back like this? Is that something that you would want to do?
I think it's good for us. It's good for us because especially the travel. When you play on the road, and whether it be Tucson or somewhere else. You have to learn how to travel if you're going to be in the playoffs too. So,
right.
When we won the state championship, we had, 3 home games, but you're still playing in a huge stadium away when you're playing for a state championship. And I think it's a really good thing for your kids to learn how to travel and play good opponents. And, I think that Tucson gives us the opportunity to play good teams, at a good distance and have a true, full road game.
Great. Is Cam Wearson still on your staff?
No, Cam Wearson is actually coaching at Ottawa University.
Oh, okay. Because he was a defense coordinator, correct? When you guys won the state championship.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other Tucson connections there with you, or are you the lone Tucson connection?
Yeah. So Jeff Carranza is my wide receiver coach. He's one of my best coaches on my staff.
Uh-huh.
He played for me at Marana. He was my first year when I was a head coach. He was a senior on that squad, and then he later on came back and coached a little bit at Marana, and then moved up to the Valley and actually coached Higley for a while. And we always talked about it when I was at Hamilton that we'd love to link up. So when I got the job, he was all in. And so he's been a part of my journey at Horizon the last 3 years.
Oh, great. Yeah. So he'll be coming home too. And just a little bit about your team. You won the state championship 2 years ago. You went 7-5 last year. Looked like you lost some seniors. I can remember some of the good seniors you had on that team a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So where do you feel like you guys are at now, kind of like a bounce back, even though it was a good year last year, but where do you feel now about your team?
Yeah, so we're real big. We got a really nice offensive line. So I'd say that we're anchored by our left tackle, Carter Labruski. He's committed to Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6'6", 275. Dylan Nolan Cook is our right tackle. He's 6'5", 300 pounds, moves real well. He has offers from Villanova and a couple other schools.
Uh-huh.
We return 4 of our 5 starters. We're big, we're physical, we can kind of get nasty. We're big on the defensive line as well. We've got a returner. Our defensive player of the year was a sophomore last year for us, voted by us. But yeah. He comes back, and he was an all-region kid in the toughest region in 5A. Mm-hmm. Our whole secondary comes back. Our inside linebacker, who was as offer from NAU and was an all-region kid, comes back, Carson Kolb. So we have just a lot of returners. And then our young guys are a really good mix of guys that have stepped up. And I think the biggest thing that we got asked after last week is, you know, how'd you score 66 points? And our quarterback just played really well, and we had big plays, and they didn't need to do too much because our offensive line was able to dominate the line of scrimmage. So I'm really excited about this group. They're a good group. They love football, and they're tough kids.
Yeah, and that's your trademark, right? The way you turned away around Morana's program there with Borgay at quarterback, with the offense, right? So do you feel like your team is playing to that capability that you can see out of your offense there?
Yeah, so everything's a little bit different. I wouldn't say that Jace is a Trenton type player, just because Trenton was so smart and just got rid of the ball quick, and was a little bit more of a pocket guy. Could use his legs, but he was really just a deadly weapon because of how smart he was.
Right.
And Jace is a true athlete. He's a dual athlete guy, and he's still learning the game, you know. But he's a student. But when the quarterback clicks, it just makes things a lot easier for us because we put so much onus on our quarterback to put us in the right stuff and make sure that we're fluid and pre-snap, post-snap reads and stuff like that. So, I think that as Jace, Jace Ashley, our quarterback, kind of comes along, if he comes along in the right way, we could be really, really good.
Yeah, and you got a talented sophomore running back there, Brody Zamorano.
Yeah.
160 yards rushing, so... It's nice to have him for 3 years, right? Next 3 years.
Yeah. So, and we've got a freshman that's tinkering that's going to be pretty good too.
Okay.
But we have our two tailbacks that come back are kind of thunder and lightning. So you have Bodie, who's kind of the quick, smaller back that was an all region kid, and then Anthony Segura is the bigger kid. He's 6'3". 215 and kind of pounds it. So we have two backs that come back from last year too that with that big offensive line that we are able to do a whole lot with.
Okay. And what have you seen from Mountain View so far, from maybe on film or what you know about
them? So they've grown a lot. So I, you know, again, because, you know, I watched a lot of Mountain View film as an alumni and kind of root for Matt. And I think that they've grown a whole lot. So last year, you know, looking at them on defense, that they were a little bit more, you know, conservative in some kinds of ways in their odd front. And this year, man, they let it rip, and they're able to do that because their kids are, I think, more comfortable in the situation. And I think that they're bigger, stronger, and they flow hard to the football. And offensively, I think they've really grown a lot. They're doing a whole lot more out of their backfield, and I think that they have one of the better quarterbacks, I would assume, in all of Southern Arizona. He's a stud.
Will Hell? Yeah, he's grown a couple inches since last year. And he's worked on his agility, too. He doesn't mind running the ball. I don't know if Matt wants him to always run the ball.
He's a tough kid. Big, tough, strong kid that throws the ball well.
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, although it's going to be at CDO, it's still going to be in Tucson, and you're going to be coming home. You know, how many family and friends do you think will be there to watch you there?
You know, I my parents and my brother and you know, my I get to bring my son to the game, and it'll be a big family affair. And I assume that I'll be able to see some old classmates and friends from town too. So I don't know, but I am excited to see some faces that I haven't seen in a lot.
Great, and you have a U of A background. We've talked about this before, right? You played when Tomey was the coach there, correct? Am I right? You were part of the team there. So, I mean, do you follow the U of A program still closely, or?
I do. Yeah, I'm a big fan of U of A.
Yeah,
and you know, I love what Coach Fish is doing, and I think he does a great job recruiting all over the place, and he's come to Horizon a few times.
Okay.
You know, I know that they were really high on our left tackle, you know, and it just didn't end up being that way. I actually thought you know, talking to Coach Carroll that he was going to go there, but he decided to stay in the Big 12 somewhere else. I think that they're doing a great job. I'm excited about it. The cool thing is, as a sophomore, there's a sophomore on our JV team, Ryan Tomey, who is Dick Tomey's grandson. So it's kind of surreal as big of a fan of U of A as I am, you know, I get to coach, you know, one of the legendary Arizona head football coaches' grandson.
Yeah, it's because Rich is there, right? Rich is the JV coach of the baseball team. Is he still doing that?
Of the baseball team, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the baseball team, he does that.
Okay, cool. There's a couple U of A connections right there, and I think the softball coach used to be U of A, or I don't know if she's still there.
Yeah.
The softball coach played at U of A. So, well, that's great, Andy. I really appreciate the time. I know it's a busy time. It's kind of late. I'm calling you on a Wednesday night here. You know, best of luck this Friday. Enjoy it, and best of luck to your team in that game in the season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks again for having me.
Okay, take care. Thank you.
All right, you too. Okay. Bye-bye.